Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. It's my time. Amen. Indeed, it's a privilege and an honor to be here today on behalf of the class of 1982 and our dear classmate Elaine. When she called me and asked me would I do it, I was glad. I was honored. I do acknowledge that we do have other ministers in our class, but I was honored that they thought it not robbery to ask me. I want to thank the very fine officiant, Father Mike, for being here, your rector, Rector Millie, for allowing us to come and be here today. And when I talked with her, she gave me your lecture, what was in it. And I said, okay, well, we can work with that too. Whatever you tell me to do is what we'll do. Amen. Amen. And so you heard until you're hearing Luke, the 16th chapter, 1 through 15 is what he read. And we're going to focus on verses 13 and 15. I'm going to have my glasses, but no servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. In verse 15, and he said to them, ye are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your heart. For with what is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. We're going to lift these six brief points and get out your way. One, do it right and you will not have to struggle. Two, move quickly because the devil is at hand and he's ready to sip you like wheat. His goal is to steal, kill, and to destroy. Number three, it is what it is. Amen. And number four, who gave or who are you going to serve? And number five, don't get it twisted. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And number six, you may be down today, but with God, you will rise again. And with that, we want to lift this brief topic. Who are you going to serve? Who are you going to live for? Yourself, your friends, or God? Most gracious and all-wise God, it's time now for the proclamation of your gospel. Actually, speak to me, speak through me, speak in spite of me. That your word may go forth as a two-edged sword, cutting sin on the left and on the right. Speak this morning, Father God, that those of us that know you may get reunited. Those that don't know you may yield and come out to you. And those that are struggling, Father God, may have walked away, may have backslidden, that they'll come back and say, thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity one more time to get it right. So I pray in your precious name, amen. We recognize and we realize that the Gospel of Luke was written between 80 and 90 B.C. We know that Luke was a physician, he was a doctor, and he wrote this gospel to his friend Theophilus. And he was trying to get Theophilus to understand what was going on during this time in this region. Why is this so much noise and turmoil? Why is everybody trying to figure out what's going on? And who is this guy, the Messiah? What's happening? And he was letting them know that there was a man by the name of Jesus, God's only begotten son, Mary's baby boy. And he came to eradicate sin in this world. He came to give us an opportunity to be reunited with the Father, because Adam and Eve had reached up and ate of the forbidden fruit and they brought sin unto man. And Job said, a man born of a woman is just a few days and full of trouble. Amen. And so David said, I was born in iniquity and shaped in sin. Amen. And so we realized and recognized that the only way any of us was going to have a right to get back right, to have a right to be back in line with the Father, to have a right relationship with him, was to get to know his son, Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And I don't know about you, I wasn't born saved, even though I was born to a preacher. I wasn't born saved. I did a lot of bad things in my life. And every day that I wake up, as long as I'm in flesh and blood, I'm subject, amen, to mess up again. And And so what he was saying was, look, man, you got to get this thing right. You got to understand who your Savior is. You got to understand who your God is. Because if we're not careful, the world that we live in, the society that we live in, is all about money. Amen. And it's all about power. Amen. And it's all about who you are and your cliques and your status and your situation, who you live with, what side of town you live on. Amen. And so the rest of that book deals with Lazarus, who was a poor man, a beggar, living outside the fence. And he stayed there, and the rich man wouldn't even help him out, wouldn't even give him no food, wouldn't even give him no water, and the dogs had to lick his sores. And so he said, look here, man, I need to tell y'all this story. There was this man who was given the duty to be the manager, a good steward of his master's money and his master's affairs. And so what he did was he was getting over and pocketing his own self and getting himself rich. And so he came back to the master. He said, hey, I found out you've been getting over on me. You've been doing wrong. You've been taking advantage of the people, and you've been pocketing my money. I'm getting ready to fire you. So the man said, I got to do something. I ain't never worked a day in my life. I don't know how to dig. I don't know how to do nothing. So what am I going to do? I got to do something. I got to get the people on my side. You got to be careful with folks trying to get you on their side. Amen. You got to be careful when folks got their own motive. Amen. You got to be careful when folks are trying to set you up. Amen. And so you got to get in a situation where you got to realize, you know what, for the Lord I live and for the Lord I die. We live in a bad time right now in America. We got a lot of social issues in America. We got a lot of things happening in America. And some of us are comfortable with sitting on our side of town where it doesn't affect us and doesn't bother us. I was watching the news this morning before I came out, and the mayor of New York was saying, man, they're sending all these people up here. We ain't ready for that. And the governor down there said, but man, we get them all the time. Yeah, but you can't just dump them off on me, man. What's wrong with you, man? These are human beings. These are God's children. God made all of us. And I don't care who you think you are, what you think you are, we're all God's children. Amen. And I'm so glad that the Lord looked beyond my faults and saw my needs. Amen. That's a story that we say in my tradition. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. And that is Jesus. Amen. And so he said, look here, man, I'm going to do something. How much you owe the man? You owe him 100? Okay, we'll put down 50. How much you owe him 100? Okay, put down 80. And then that what he was doing was putting himself in line with the people. Nothing wrong with having friends. Nothing wrong with having colleagues. Nothing wrong with having companions or people on a certain side of town. But don't sell yourself out. Amen. Because it's going to come back on you. So he said, look here, man, you either going to serve God or you're going to serve man. And it's easy to serve man as long as it's going good. But the minute you disappoint them, the minute you let them down, the minute you irritate them, the minute they get disappointed in you, then your name going to be mud. Amen. They're going to talk about you. They're going to drag your name through the mud because you didn't do what they wanted you to do. And it's dangerous when folks think they got some control over you. Amen. Amen. Because now they think they can tell you what to do. Amen. But you got to say, you know what? I stand for the Lord. I can just say it like it is and leave it like that. I don't have to worry about it because I said what thus says the Lord. And I'm a straightforward person. I'm a good person. I'm a kind person. But the Lord is my shepherd. Amen. And I shall not want anybody here to know that the Lord is your shepherd. That means that the Lord is making the way for you. That means that the Lord is providing for you. That means that the Lord is the old door opener for you. That means that whatever you need, the Lord got it. Amen. So I ain't got to worry about nothing. All I got to do is call on the name of the Lord. Is there anybody here that can call on the name of the Lord? Anybody here know how good God is? He's an awesome God. He's an on-time God. Amen. It's hard for me to pause. I know I got 15 minutes. I'm used to preaching longer than that, but I'm trying to stay within the order. Amen. As a chaplain with the Navy, we have to do all type of orders. And so I'm trying to stay within the order, so my time about to be up. But at the end of the verse, at the end of the book, he talks about Lazarus being in heaven and the rich man being in hell. And the rich man looked up and saw Lazarus. And he said, hey, man, can you let him come down here and cool this water? Just touch the water. Just cool my tongue. He said, I'm sorry, there's a gut between there. You can't go there. Well, can you send him back to tell my brothers? I don't want my brothers to go to hell either. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, it'd be a shame to die and go to hell through the church. Amen. Don't miss that. Been in church all your life. Going through the religious tradition. Going through the religious motion, but never knowing Jesus. It's all about your relationship with your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. No matter the name on the building, no matter the name on the outside, no matter the denomination, what matters is where you are with the Lord. Lazarus was a poor man sitting on the outside, but the rich man had everything, but he lost his soul. He looked up, he was in hell. Lazarus was in the bosom of Abraham. And I know Lazarus, if you would ask Lazarus, you would say, look, I don't want nobody to suffer. I've suffered in my life. I've had some bad times in my life. I've been poor in my life. And we got brothers and sisters that are less fortunate than we are. And some of us, we think because we gave them a dollar at the red light when they stopped us over there, or when we gave them a little food, a little water, that we did something. But it's about your heart. He said, God's looking at your heart. Man, look at the outside, but what's in your heart? You doing all this ill gain with this money because your heart is not pure. Amen. You got to come to a place where your heart is that I love my brother. He only asks us to do two things. My time, by the way. He only asks us to do two things. Love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. So if I care about myself, I ought to care about you. If I think about myself, I ought to think about you. If I can deny myself for you so that you can do it better, then that's what he was trying to get that lesson across. Look here, man. You can't take the money with you. When you die, it is not going with you. Amen. I do 3 funerals a week, and I've never seen a U-Haul behind the hearse. Amen. Not one time have I seen a U-Haul. Amen. You can't take it with you. But what you can take is the love in your heart for your brother. What you can take is the love for your friend. What you can take is the word of God. Amen. God is a refuge for them that love him. Who are you going to serve today? Your man, yourself, or God?